This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1195. This IELTS vocabulary lights a fire under you.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Are you in a vocabulary stupor? Well, you're in luck because this episode can really get you going. Today, you'll learn 3 idioms about motivation that are perfect for IELTS speaking.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Excellent. We went to a Renaissance festival and it was amazing. Have you ever been to one?
I've never been to one, but I hear people make fun of them in pop culture. I was watching a George Carlin documentary on HBO last night, and Kevin Smith was in it, the director of Clerks and Dogma. And he was talking about Ren fairs and he was making fun of them. So it's funny that you mention it.
I've never heard it shortened to Ren Fair.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Everyone was dressed up and there was like a joust you could watch and sword fighting. They had these quests that the kids did. And of course, you eat a giant turkey leg. It's just like you would imagine.
I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to eat a giant turkey leg like a king.
It was so fun. You'll have to go sometime. If you guys are ever in the States, I don't know if this happens in other countries. I hope so. Maybe even grander.
I feel like it's an American thing where people also, it's like part of the LARPing community. Yes. So LARP stands for live action role play. And it's really like enmeshed with like the Renaissance fairs.
Yes. Yes.
So people,
we needed something to do. And I called my sister and she told me they were going and it really lit a fire under me to get dressed up. And we wore these like Renaissance dresses that my dad happened to have for like modeling for his painting. So we dressed up.
I love it. That sounds so cool. Like, here's the thing, guys, like one little idea can be suggested to you. And if you take an action on that, it can really light a fire under you to do more. That is motivation. And that's a great idiom for motivation, which that's what we're talking about today.
Yes. Right on target. I was able to use that one and it did, right?
Yay.
This got me excited, got me motivated. Imagine someone actually lights a fire under you physically. You're going to be moving. You're going to get out of the way.
Jump out of the way.
Spurs action.
Spurs action. That's another great phrase, guys. That would be great for riding because that's more formal. To spur action. I love it. So much great vocab. We're going to give you some great phrases today, guys, for both speaking and writing. That you can use to talk about this, to talk about something that changes you, something that motivates you, something that really like can alter what you're doing in your life in a positive way. And we hope this podcast does it for you, right?
Yes, exactly, guys. Wherever you are, pause it just a second. Make sure that you're following so you don't miss any of our episodes. 2 new episodes every week, especially if you're studying for IELTS, but great vocab for anyone learning English.
Yes, definitely, guys. Follow and subscribe to this podcast you are listening to right now. Okay, awesome. So that's the first phrase, light a fire. The reason why I thought about this is because a friend of mine gave me like a very short lesson about investing last week and he planted the seed. There's another bonus idiom. He planted the seed and it really lit a fire under me. And I started doing all of this research and just educated myself over a period of like 4 days, just went hardcore learning and self-educating. And like now I'm like super obsessed with investing.
Yes, I love also that phrase you used to say, I went hardcore. Means you dive deep into it, research it. You're really interested in it all of a sudden. So many native phrases that you use there. And these are all so useful for IELTS and more generally applicable. Lots of different speaking questions you can sneak today's idioms into.
Like here's the broadest topic that these would go for. Education. You're always asked in speaking and writing about all different factors of education, right? And all of these idioms and phrases are great for this. And even for writing, that phrase I used, plant a seed, right? If you're doing a problem solution essay, and we always say how one of the easiest solutions is education. I'll always talk about that in paragraph three of your essays. But you could say like how, you know, like making one eye-catching educational poster to put up in town where people see it can plant a seed as far as getting people to recycle more or, you know, whatever the topic is. So to plant a seed, it's like get one little thing in someone's brain and it makes them do more. It grows into more action.
Yes. Imagine all of the questions where you could say something, answer the question directly, and then share something you would want to change about that, something you'd want to improve, right? You can use these idioms to expand on your answer a little bit, give a little more detail, and get that idiomatic language.
Hello, everyone. I want to remind you to go to allearsenglish.com/new IELTS, N-E-W-I-E-L-T-S, for your free 55-page ebook. Guys, I made this ebook to tell you the changes that IELTS is making right now and in the future that will impact your score and how you prepare for the exam. Guys, don't miss this free information. Go to allearsenglish.com/new IELTS. Yes, totally. I love it. All right. So we have plant a seed. We have light a fire under me, under someone. And here's the next phrase, guys, to get someone going. So this is only for speaking. And this is it's kind of slangy as well. And it just means to give you energy. Like that can be a different connotation of this, not just to change what you're doing, but it can also be to give you more energy. Like music gets me going, right?
Yes. Like I hear this a lot about someone will say they have to have their coffee in the morning. I'll be like, you know, if I get a drink of coffee in the morning, that really gets me going. Or that they have to eat breakfast, morning routine. What do you have to do to get yourself going?
Totally. So yeah, two different uses of this. And again, it's very slangy. It's very native and natural. So this would be excellent for your part one vocabulary. Yeah. Going back to the music thing, right? Like if you're asked about exercise, you can talk about the workout music that gets you going.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, we're all busy adults and it's not like I really want to exercise every day. Like I do and I don't. Some days I don't feel like it. But, you know, if I put on some like punk rock, it gets me going and I'm like ready.
Yes, I love that so much. This is going to be really useful both for part one and part two. I can imagine if you're asked about, you know, to describe an event or a party, something like that, share some background, share what gave you the idea, what lit a fire under you to do it in the first place, who helped you and how that got you going, right? Totally. When you share these background details, it's easy to fill 2 minutes and these are great idioms to stick in there.
We could use all of these idioms in one part two answer.
Oh, totally.
I love it. Okay. So the last phrase, guys, this isn't an idiom, but it is a very high level, impressive vocabulary phrase to bring someone out of their stupor. So a stupor, such a high level
word,
stupor, S-T-U-P-O-R. A stupor is like, it's like it's a like half a coma.
Yes. Like a partial comatose scenario.
Totally. So it's exaggerated. In that way, it's idiomatic because it is exaggerated. So a stupor, maybe you're just like you're stuck, right? You're feeling stuck in your language studies and your workout routine and your health routine, what you're eating. Maybe you're in a stupor as far as that is concerned. And something or someone, an outside action or idea could bring you out of that, right? Could make you change what you're doing into a positive routine.
Yeah, this would be great for questions about hobbies, likes, interests, motivation, any of that. Because if you share a hobby you've picked up, add this to say, I hadn't been doing much. I was watching a lot of TV. So then I picked up the guitar, took some lessons, and that brought me out of my stupor.
Yes, totally. I love it. And this phrase, guys, is also great for writing. So again, in problem solution essays, anything about education or trying to change society in some way, this would be a great phrase to use. And again, like, you can only use these phrases if you are giving detailed specifics, or else you can't apply these phrases. So they're really nice in a number of ways to include in your templates for problem solution essays.
Yes, guys, if you are looking for more idioms, a really great resource you don't want to be missing out on is the All Ears English podcast that we do. I'm on there a lot lately with Lindsay since Michelle had a baby, and it's so fun, and there's so much great vocabulary, great idioms. So be sure to follow All Ears English as well to get a lot more vocab for IELTS.
Exactly, guys. So if you're watching this on YouTube, then hit follow or subscribe right now. I guess it's subscribe on YouTube. Hit subscribe right now to the IELTS Energy channel. Go over to the All Ears English YouTube channel as well. Subscribe there. If you're listening to this in audio podcast form, then hit follow or subscribe wherever you're listening. All right, guys. Thanks, Aubrey. This was fun. This has lit a fire under me.
I know. Lit a fire under me to go learn some more idioms. I love idioms. I just think they're so much fun. They're what makes language fun.
I know. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you next time.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.